Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Happy Tuesday. Welcome into Send It In, presented by BetMGM here on the BetQL Network. We got a jam-packed show over the next 30 minutes. We're going to talk some playoff hockey. Johnny Lazarus is standing by to join me, break down all the second round series. We're also going to get into the NBA playoffs. We got two games tonight. We're going to go through the MLB slate during Big League Peach. And then yesterday we looked at Offensive Rookie of the Year in the NFL. Today we're going to look at Defensive Rookie of the Year. Kate Constable going to join me for Model Making Money. And then we'll wrap everything up with our best bets for today. As always, any questions, comments, best bets that you guys have, let us know. Johnny's standing by to talk hockey. Any questions that you have for playoff hockey, let us know. You can go to twitch.tv/BetQL, YouTube.com/Odyssey Sports as well. And of course, if you miss anything on the show, you can go check out the Send It In podcast wherever you get your podcast. Let's have some fun. Glass is in session. We go to the Glasser guest line. Johnny Lazarus standing by. You can follow on X at JLazzy23. He's a host analyst for NHL Daily Faceoff. He covers the Rangers for the Blue Crew Pod and does betting for VSiN as well. Johnny, great having you on the show, man. This Rangers-Canes series is awesome because the Canes were the betting favorite coming in to the Stanley Cup playoffs. The Rangers obviously won the President's Cup, yet Carolina was favored coming in to this series. Rangers win game one. So now game two tonight, what are your expectations? The Rangers are home dogs again in the total, sitting at 5.5. Is there anything that you like?
Well, first of all, Peach, thank you for having me. I appreciate it. And I love that nickname too. I love the playoff Peach. That's great. I've been calling Panarin, playoff P, big NBA guy as well over here. So like to merge the two. But, as far as game two Rangers Canes goes, you're asking a guy who covers the Rangers and roots the Rangers, so it's tough to give the Canes their flowers. I get why they were favored in this series, but I still do think the Rangers have been disrespected a lot. How often do you see a team that wins the President's Trophy as the league's best team in the NHL then sweeps the first round being underdog in round two? Like, call the Canes what you want. They're great at 5-on-5. They had good special teams all year, but I still can't really wrap my head around that, especially considering the fact that the Rangers have home ice advantage as well when the Canes have now gone 4-12 in their last three playoff three postseason runs on the road. So Carolina's not a very strong road team when it comes to the playoffs. And to me, getting the Rangers at plus money on home ice in game two with how well they played in game one, knowing that Zibanejad scored two goals, Panarin had a game winner again, now leads the playoffs with game-winning goals with three, and Vincent Trocheck also tallied his fourth of the playoffs. How could you not take the Rangers as home dogs tonight? I love them. Again, you know, I got the Ranger bias a little bit, but I think this one goes back to Carolina with the Rangers up 2-0 in the series.
And I'm with you. And they're undefeated, as you mentioned, so far in the playoffs. They're a perfect 5-0. You've watched this team all year, Johnny. As you said, they were the President's Cup Trophy winners. Have they even exceeded your expectations up to this point? I know the Caps certainly were a team that probably shouldn't have even been in the postseason. Still, this is playoff hockey, and sweeping a team is not easy to do. And then obviously winning game one against Carolina. Up to this point, have you been pretty pleased with what you've seen out of the Rangers?
Well, to your point, I mean, a lot of people were saying the Rangers played the Hershey Bears in round one, which is essentially the Capitals farm team. But listen, there's never an easy game in the playoffs. I don't care who your opponent is. And, you know, people want to say the Hurricanes had a difficult matchup against the Islanders. The Islanders were basically neck and neck with the Capitals all year long. There was no comparable. But for me, the Rangers have exceeded my expectations from day one. You know, they hired Pierre Laviolette this past summer. You know, it seemed like a retread of a hire when it comes to NHL coaches. There's always this carousel that goes on. Laviolette has won one cup in 2006 with the Carolina Hurricanes. So to me, you know, I was all for the new voice. I was interested in finding someone new to coach this team. But, you know, since day one, I've been proven wrong. I mean, Pierre Laviolette has exceeded all expectations, you know, individually himself, with the culture he's brought in, the standard he's brought in, and just the overall attitude that the Rangers have right now. Because, you know, in years past, the Rangers weren't necessarily a tough team or an in-your-face kind of team to play against, but now they have that snarl, they have that bite, they have that little FU to their game. I don't know if I could say that, but they have their little FU to their game, you know, to keep it clean. But it just feels different, and every time you think they're in trouble, they find a way out of it. And I haven't seen a team this mature, I guess would be the word. The Rangers feel like a very mature group, and the fact that they're 5-0 right now in the playoffs, 8 in a row if you count the regular season, you know, it's been pretty awesome to watch. And, you know, to me, there's no limits on what this team can achieve.
All right, let's break down some of the other series. So the Rangers were the best team in the East. Dallas was the best team in the West during the regular season. How about their path so far, Johnny? You got to play the defending champs, Vegas, in round one, and then you get the champs from 2 years ago in Colorado in round two. This feels like another series probably going 6 or 7 games. What are your thoughts on Dallas, Colorado?
Yeah, I said Dallas in 7, and I've been kicking myself a lot lately because my team in the regular season all year long, I was saying the West runs through Colorado, and now I've picked against them in 2 straight series. So says a lot about my loyalty. But, you know, I think Dallas just, you know, top to bottom, they have 0 holes. You know, there are no question marks on that team. You know, on my show Morning Cup of Hockey with Colby Cohen, I said game 2 was a must win for the Dallas Stars, and they lost, and they went down 2-0 going back to Vegas. They took 4 games out of 5, and I thought they couldn't do it. So the teams I doubt continue to prove me wrong, but hopefully that doesn't happen tonight with Carolina. But yeah, Dallas to me, like their goaltending, Jake Oettinger, their overall depth, Wyatt Johnson, a 20-year-old who's just on an absolute tear and comes up in the clutch every time they need it. And you have a guy like Jamie Benn, who's now a third liner, who has been, you know, one of the better players in the NHL for most of his career. This team's just so deep. And, you know, they truly have that buy-in feel. Not saying Colorado doesn't, but the goaltending with Alexander Georgiev is always going to be a question mark. So I think you lean Dallas with the home ice and with Oettinger. But, man, this series is going to be so fun to watch. Probably, if I had to, like, not guess, but if I had to say, out of any potential playoff series, including the Stanley Cup final, this one I think will be the one that we look back on and say, wow, that was a sick series. So, yeah, you know, these are two heavyweights going at it, and it's going to be a lot of fun. And like I said, I have Dallas in 7, and hopefully this one goes 7, because I think hockey fans would love to see that.
Man, can't wait. Game 1 tonight, Stars -125 at home, Colorado +105. Other series in the East, Johnny, Boston and Florida. Game 1 was last night. How about the Bruins in Game 1 of the playoffs, right? They dismantled the Leafs in the first round, dismantled Florida last night. Is this one of those series where Florida just kind of brushes yesterday off? Boston took all that momentum from Game 7 in the last night. A lot of people feel like Florida is the better team in this series. And right now on the series price, you can get them as a slight underdog. You still like the Panthers, or did you like what you saw out of Boston last night? You think they can win this series?
I still love the Panthers, but Jeremy Swayman scares the crap out of me. This guy is on fire, and right now, if I had to pick a Conn Smythe winner as the playoff MVP, it's Jeremy Swayman. He's been phenomenal, hasn't let up more than 2 goals in a game, which is insanely difficult, especially in the playoffs, and especially on a Bruins team that, let's face it, they have not been the best team in every game they've played. You know, Swayman has stolen a couple of those games, but, you know, Florida, to me, they've been the unanimous sexy team in the NHL, I think, going back to February, right? Like, everyone was saying, who's going to stop Florida? Who can do it? And while Boston came out and had a very strong game one, I think it's going to be so hard to sustain that in a seven-game series against this Florida team that's absolutely loaded, not only up front but on the back end and in goal. You know, Bobrovsky can hold his own with Swayman. But, yeah, this one's going to be fun too. I had Florida in five originally, thinking they can win four straight. I don't think they can't do it, but, you know, it's weird. I tweeted last night, and I, you know, some people obviously question my tweets or my takes, but I said Boston is the worst best team I've ever seen, because on paper their roster, just you look at it and it does not look like a playoff team necessarily, but the Boston Bruin logo and the way those guys play, you know, for the last not only like year or 2 years, 20 years, you know what to expect from the Boston Bruins every time they hit the ice. And you saw that last night. So that team plays as hard as anyone, and it's going to be very tough. But I do think Florida comes out on top when it's all said and done.
Got about a minute left, Johnny. You mentioned how great Swayman's been so far in the postseason. Thatcher Demko was a guy for Vancouver who's been great for them all year. They're going to be without him in this series against McDavid and Draisaitl. And because of that, odds makers really aren't giving Vancouver much of a chance. Edmonton's like minus 275 to win the series. We haven't had that huge upset yet in the Stanley Cup playoffs. Do you think maybe Vancouver could shock people in this series?
I don't. I really don't at all. I have Edmonton in five. Just because you look at special teams right now, and I've been doing the sketch special teams, special plays, special players. I love that. I think it's so good. And Edmonton has all of that. Yeah, what is it? This and the. No, I love that stuff. But, you know, Edmonton's power play right now clicking at a 45%, their PK at 100%. I think Vancouver last, I think it was 15.4%, blanking on that exact number for the Canucks. But special teams, every team that won the special teams battle in round one ended up winning their series. And the Edmonton Oilers have the best special teams right now in the playoffs, and they've, you know, had the best power play in the playoffs the last like 2-3 years. So I think it's a lot to ask of Vancouver to slow those guys down, especially without their number one goalie. I'll give the Canucks one. You know, I think they win one game, but I think Edmonton takes this thing in five, and that's because Connor McDavid and Leon Draisaitl are just on another planet. You know, Zach Hyman as well, and Evan Bouchard, and Stuart Skinner was great in round one, and you've always questioned Edmonton's goaltending, but you know, he stepped up and had a pretty good showing. So the Oilers, to me, are just too much for Vancouver to handle. And yeah, I think they take this one with ease, and they have the easiest path by any team to the conference final.
Really good stuff. He's Johnny Lazarus. You can follow him on X at JLazzy23, host analyst for NHL Daily Faceoff, covers the Rangers for the Blue Crew Pod, and does betting for VSiN as well. Johnny, really appreciate the time, man. We'll catch up again throughout the playoffs. Enjoy the games.
Thank you, Paige. Appreciate it.
Yeah, man. No problem. Moving on now to playoff Paige as we talk some of these NBA playoff games. Cavs and Celtics get game one of their series going on tonight. This is actually moved from 11.5 up to 12.5. So Boston in those home games against Miami were favored by about 14.5. Now here against Cleveland, they're about 11.5, 12.5 point favorites. I think this matchup is an absolute nightmare for Cleveland. What they want to do is force teams to shoot three-pointers, right? Their interior defense is very good. That's why Orlando really struggled in those games on the road in Cleveland, because they're a team that doesn't have very many three-point shooters. Boston, on the other hand, you're talking about the best three-point shooting team in the entire league, and it's going to be really tough for Cleveland, especially if Boston is knocking down their shots. With all that being said, though, Boston the last couple years has been this team that it feels like plays with their food a little bit too much, right? We saw that in round one against Miami. That should have been a sweep. Instead, they make that five games. They've had a couple different series where that's been the case throughout the years. So I do think Cleveland can win a game in this series, if not even two. If you're looking at the series spread, if you want to look at some futures bets in this series, I really like on BetMGM at plus 105. Boston to be up 2-1 in this series after three games. I think there's a chance that Cleveland could win one of these two games in Boston, or maybe Boston goes up 2-0, Cleveland comes back and wins that home game in game three. I really like that bet, Boston 2-1 after three games. I would probably lean towards the Cavs plus the points tonight, but I'm just going to hold back and wait and see. Player prop that I do like, though, Jaylen Brown over 2.5 three-pointers at plus 120. I like getting the plus money with JB to hit three or more threes. He hit he hit this number 2 of 5 games against Miami in that first round series. And again, as I mentioned, Cleveland is going to give up 3-pointers. I think Brown is going to have 6 or 7 attempts. Just need him to knock down 3 threes. I'll take it at +120. As for the Mavericks Thunder series, which gets going tonight as well, I think this is going to be a really good series. OKC starting to get some more money. They're -120 to win this series. Now they're -125. Dallas is +105. I like Dallas here at plus money. I also like them tonight at +3.5. In game one, and I like the under in 218.5. OKC, you could see in game one of their series against the Pelicans, all the playoff jitters. This team doesn't have very much playoff experience. After they had that game one, they were kind of able to get acclimated, and then they rolled in that series against New Orleans. Well, now they're going up against a Dallas team that's just as talented, if not more talented, than them, and they have plenty playoff experience. Also, you combine that with the fact that Dallas was absolutely embarrassed in game one of their series against the Clippers. I think we'll see more sense of urgency out of Dallas tonight. The Mavericks know that they're going up against a young team, a very good team, but a young team. And if they can jump on them early, they feel like probably they have a great chance at winning this series. So I would expect a really good effort from Dallas tonight. I'll take them plus the points. I'll take them to win the series as well. As for the 2 Stanley Cup playoff games tonight, talked a bunch with Johnny. Really like a lot of things that he had to say. I do like the Rangers tonight as well. The Rangers have been really good in the postseason at home over the last couple of years. Shesterkin usually doesn't give up very many goals at home. I think that was only like the 2nd or 3rd game in the last couple of years where he's given up 3 or more goals at home. So I like the under tonight, 5.5. I think it's going to be a much more defensive game. And I like the Rangers. If they're going to continue to give us the Rangers at plus money at home dogs, I'll gladly take them. And then I like the Stars tonight in game one as well against Colorado. Man, I think the Avs probably win this series. It feels like a 6 or 7 game series, but we saw what Boston did last night. Win game 7 against the Leafs, take all that momentum into game 1 against Florida. I think Dallas is going to do the same thing. Win game 7 against Vegas, take that momentum tonight against Colorado. I'll take the Stars at home, -125 against the Avs. As for today's games in Major League Baseball, as it's time for a little big league Peege. Man, the Oakland Athletics with a tough one last night. They're up 2-0 in the 8th inning. Seager hits a 3-run bomb. Coming back tonight, Ross Stripling going up against Jose Urania. Oakland is playing some good baseball. And again, these games are lower scoring, so I like the under 8 again tonight, and I'll take the A's as home dogs, +100. Tigers and Guardians tonight in Cleveland. Guardians are playing some really good baseball. They're 23-13 this season, 10 games over .500. We're only getting them at -125 tonight at home. Logan Allen, I think, is a much better pitcher than Kenta Maeda, so I will take the Guardians -125 at home. Then we got the Pirates going up against the Angels. Quinn Priester against Patrick Sandoval. Sandoval has been absolutely terrible this season for the Angels, 1-5 with an ERA close to 6. And also, the Angels have just fallen apart since this Mike Trout injury. Their season is unraveling on them. I'll take the Pirates, -125. Diamondbacks and Reds, Zach Gallen going up against Frankie Montas. Reds are coming off a series against the Orioles where they only scored 2 runs in 3 games. Now they have to face one of the best pitchers in baseball in Zach Gallen. I'll take the first 5 under, 4.5 today in Cincinnati. Give me the Phils, -125 against the Blue Jays today. Christopher Sanchez against Jose Berrios. Phillies are playing really good baseball. Really good baseball at home. Getting a good price. I'll take Philadelphia. Orioles and Nationals tonight. Battle of the Beltway. Corbin Burnes this season has made 7 starts. In 6 of those, he has given up a first inning run. We will take the Yerfie, -110 against Trevor Williams today. Orioles and Nats. Maybe the Orioles could score us a run in the top of the first 2, but I think the Nats get us one. I'll take that Yerfie, -110. White Sox against the Rays. Tampa Bay has not lost yet in their City Connect jerseys. They're a perfect 4-0. They're going to wear them again today, and luckily for them, they're playing the White Sox. We'll take Tampa on the run line, -130. Yankees and Astros today in the Bronx. Luis Gill against Justin Verlander. Remember, the Yankees had a 4-game sweep of Houston to open up the year. Yankees really good at home. Luis Gill's been very good as well. I'll take the Yankees on the money line, -120. Then we have the Red Sox and the Braves. Braves -190 against Boston today. Ronaldo Lopez against Cutter Crawford. 2 pitchers that have been excellent this season. Both of them 2-1 record with an ERA around 1.5. I'll take the under, 8.5. Also a good pitching matchup in Kansas City between Seth Lugo and Colin Ray. Everybody's talking about Cole Ragans this season for the Royals, and deservedly so. Seth Lugo in six starts has given up two earned runs or fewer in five of them. I'll take another under in that Brewers-Royals game. Talk about good pitching. How good has Imanaga been for the Cubs so far this season? 5-0 with a .78 ERA. Give me Cubs first five minus a half against San Diego today. Twins are playing really good baseball. They're red hot. We'll take them again today against Seattle. Give me the Mets once again as dogs against Miles Michaelis and the Cardinals at +105. Pass on the Giants and Rockies, and then I'll take a stab with the Marlins on the run line, +2.5 today against Yamamoto. I know the Marlins are terrible. I know the Dodgers are great, but I just think there's too many runs. Yamamoto so far this season has not been as good as we all expected him to be. All right, time to talk some defensive rookie of the year now as we go to PJ's glass ball. Talked about offensive rookie of the year yesterday. Now we're looking at defensive rookie of the year. And what was so interesting about this year's NFL draft was the fact that the first defensive player was not taken until the 15th pick. So odds makers are looking at this year's defensive class, and they don't really know what to do, right? Dallas Turner and Latai Latu were kind of the two guys that most thought were probably going to be the two best defensive players, and that's why they're kind of the two favorites at +400 and +600. Both guys should get plenty of opportunities, but I'm looking elsewhere throughout the board. Jared Verse at 11-1 for the Rams is the guy that sticks out to me. Obviously, Aaron Donald just retired, and Jared Verse is going to slide right in. He's going to get plenty of opportunities. Raheem Morris leaving as the defensive coordinator of the Rams certainly helps, but I like the price with Verse. Then you have the two Eagles cornerbacks. You got Quinyon Mitchell at 11-1, Cooper DeJean at 16-1. Vic Fangio comes over as the new defensive coordinator. We know the Eagles got a pretty good pass rush. That secondary was abysmal last year. And if you kind of look at Fangio's track record, his defense is the first 5, 6, 7 weeks of the season not very good, but then in the back half of the season, when they start to learn his system, that's when they start to play pretty well. DeJean and Mitchell are two guys that really good ball skills, could have maybe 5, 6 interceptions this season. So I think both of those guys are worth a look. And then if you want a couple long shots for defensive rookie of the year that kind of intrigued me this season, I'll go Nate Wiggins of the Ravens at 30-1. Being a Ravens fan, I can tell you guys, whenever the Ravens draft a defensive player in the first round, tends to be pretty good. And everything that they're saying out of Baltimore is that this was their favorite player in the draft on the defensive side of the ball. So they really, really like Nate Wiggins. I think he has a chance to have a very good season. And then also Washington in the second round selected defensive lineman out of Illinois, Jerzon Newton, 35-1 to win defensive rookie of the year. He's playing with Jonathan Allen and Deron Payne. Those guys can open up a lot of opportunities for Newton. Montez Sweat obviously was the beneficiary of that, and then he went off to Chicago and he completely took off. I think Newton was a guy that a lot thought were going to go in the first round. He drops to the second round, and I think he puts himself in a really good situation playing with Payne and Allen. So Newton at 35-1 is a guy that I would look at as well for defensive rookie of the year. Time for model making money. We check in with Kate Constable here on a Tuesday. Lot to get to regarding the NBA. Kate, before we do that, what are the five-star plays BetQL has for us today?
Hey, PJ, it's been a while. I feel like it's been weeks since I've seen you. I hope you had a good trip. Five-star plays from the model today. Cavs first half +7.5 against the Celtics. So model thinks the Cavs can keep this one tight early on. It also likes the Cavs to cover. I believe it's 12.5 now. That's not a five-star play, but it is a play that the model is leaning towards. So Cleveland tonight, apparently, for the model.
All right. The dogs certainly were good last night, especially in the first half. So maybe the model thinking Cleveland can continue that trend. Kate, how about you? Two NBA games tonight. What's your best bet?
Yeah, I really like the Thunder team total over 110.5. They've been one of the best home teams all season. 38-8 or 33-3-8 record rather at home, and their offense, I mean, just thrives at home. They're fast paced. They get up and down the floor. They can put up a ton of points, and they've done that against the Mavs so far during the regular season. 126, 111, 126, and 135 is what they've put up against Dallas. OKC is also leading the playoffs right now in points off of turnovers and fast break points. So I think they're going to want to get out in transition and kind of turn this into somewhat of a track meet against this Mavs team that is a little hobbled right now. I mean, I expect Luka to be fine tonight. He was dealing with that knee injury. But Maxi Kleber is going to be out for the series. So they're a little undermanned where OKC is fully healthy. So I like a big offensive night from the Thunder.
I like it. Over 110.5 there, Kate's best bet. The Constable family must be thrilled with what the Minnesota Timberwolves are doing right now, right? Absolutely unreal. Going to Denver, they're up 2-0 in that series. Kate, they are the defending champs, though, and obviously the Timberwolves have not had much success as an organization, but it feels different this time. I think the big question everybody's asking today is, can Denver make this a series? So what do you think?
I know. As a Minnesota native and someone who grew up watching the Timberwolves, like, no lead is safe. You can't relax at all. You're kind of just waiting for the meltdown to come because that's what Timberwolves fans are used to. But it does feel different this time. The Wolves did not let their foot off the gas at all in that game, too. They came ready to play. I mean, honestly, I think this series is kind of over. Denver maybe steals one in Minnesota, but outside of that, they don't look like the same dominant team that we saw last year win the title. There's a lot of, you know, just stretches in their games where they just look discombobulated and, you know, like they're not playing with enough energy, and that's not the sign of a championship team. So I think this series is over. Minnesota in five, I think. I mean, if it goes six, that's a little bit of a scary thing for the Wolves. The faster, obviously, I mean, it makes sense. The faster they can close out the series, the better, because if you get into a game seven with the Nuggets, they have experience in those moments, and Minnesota doesn't. So I like them to close it out early. Minnesota in five, I think that's the way to go here.
Kate, I was on the BetMGM app this morning, and for this series, over under 4.5 total games, the over is minus 140. So for Denver not to get swept is minus 140, which is just crazy to think about. The Wolves are playing so well. Not only did they win that game last night, but it was without Rudy Gobert. Boston is still the clear favorites to win the NBA Finals. A lot of that just because of how bad the Eastern Conference is and how easy their path is. But Minnesota's sitting there at plus 300. Do you still think Boston is the team to beat? Or after what we've seen so far with Minnesota, do you think that they have a great shot at winning the finals?
I think it's worth sprinkling a little on Minnesota to win at plus money because you're not getting a great price on Boston. And my concern for Minnesota is their scoring and keeping up with Boston in that category. But so far, that hasn't really been a problem in this series against the Nuggets because of how good Minnesota's defense is. So if they can slow the Celtics down in a similar manner that they're slowing the Nuggets down, the Wolves certainly have a chance to win the title. And those are words that I truly never thought would come out of my mouth. But Minnesota, it looks like the best team in the postseason right now. So yeah, sprinkle a little on the Wolves to win it all. I think that's certainly a good bet.
Man, crazy. I still can't believe they're up 26 at halftime in that game yesterday. Yeah. They are on an absolute roll. She is Kate Constable. Join us here on Send It In. Kate, great stuff as always. We'll talk to you again soon.
Sounds good. Thanks, PJ.
For those people who want to continue to bet but don't have the time to research each individual game, you need to download the BetQL app. It ranks each game on a 1-to-5-star scale based on its unbeatable analysis from spreads and overunders to player props. Stay up to date and bet confidently with BetQL's help. Time to wrap up the show. PJ's plays here on Send It In. We're going streaking today. Taylor Ward, unfortunately, did not get the job for us yesterday. So we're going to go to a little bit better of a baseball team and a better player who hasn't really showed it yet this season, but he's got a great matchup. Francisco Lindor is only batting 204, but he's 5-for-14 in his career against Miles Michaelis. We'll take Frankie to get a base knock today. He's our pick in going streaking. Our prop lock is going to be Jaylen Brown, over 2.5 three-pointers today at plus 120 in that series against Miami. Brown had 3 three-pointers in 2 of the 5 games, but I like the matchup tonight going against Cleveland, a team that is going to give up the three-pointer to Boston, which is really not a great idea because nobody shoots the three-ball better than the Celtics. I'll take JB at plus money to give us at least 3 three-pointers. My dog of the day, give me the Rangers, plus 100 against Carolina. Vegas clearly thinks the Carolina is the better team in this series, and obviously they're the desperate team because they don't want to go down 0-2, but Carolina has not been good good on the road in the postseason the last couple years, and the Rangers have been fantastic at home the last couple years. They're giving us the Rangers at plus money. I don't think it's fool's gold. I'll take New York plus 100. Shawnee Sharp, what say you? What's your favorite bet for today?
Yeah, Peach, last night the Pacers team total was like 103, easy money. It wasn't even a sweat. Today we're going with going against my White Sox. We're going with the Rays team total over. The line's set right now at 4.5. Michael Soroka's on the mound. He's given up 5 or more runs, or the team has, he's going up against, scored 5 or more runs in every single one of his starts this year. Rays scored 8 last night, and as you said, Rays haven't lost yet in their City Connect uniforms, and the Sox bullpen's terrible, so too low of a number.
Fair enough. Yeah, that Pacers team total yesterday, Shawnee Sharp. Well done there. My best bet, love the Rangers tonight against the Hurricanes. I also love the Stars on the money line against the Avalanche. Look at what the Boston Bruins did yesterday to the Panthers. There's something about those teams that win Game 7 and then immediately turn around, and they tend to play pretty well in that next game. Remember, Dallas went down 0-2 in that series against Vegas. They dropped both games at home. They know they can't do that again to Colorado. Give me Dallas, minus 125 today on the money line. To recap our best bets for today, Francisco Lindor is going to be our pick in going streaking. Jaylen Brown over 2.5 three-pointers is our prop lock. Rangers money line, dog of the day. Rays team total over 4.5 is going to be Shawnee Sharp's best bet. And the Dallas Stars, minus 125 on the money line against the Avs, is going to be my best bet for today. Big thanks to Johnny Lazarus, Kate Constable for joining us today. A lot of great stuff. As always, if you guys missed any of the show, you can go check out the Send It In podcast. Wherever you get your podcast, all 30 minutes of it, we broke down a whole lot today. Make sure you go listen, rate, subscribe, and review. Good luck on all your bets tonight. Enjoy the games. We'll see you guys tomorrow, 1 p.m. Eastern time for some more Send It In.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.